No matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Language and writing were made available.
He'll teach you everything.
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, I'm John. This is John Helps You Write Better. And today, I want you to picture two boxes. Just boxes. Doesn't matter how big they are, but whatever. They need to be open on top so that we can fill them. Maybe they're cardboard boxes. Maybe they're totes. Who knows? Doesn't really matter. Picture two boxes in front of us. Now, we are faced with these boxes every minute of every day, no matter what, because we're going to label one box control and one box not control. Into these boxes, we can place our focus and our attention, one unit, one task, one idea, one thing, one whatever at a time. So maybe this is every item on your to-do list. Maybe this is every minute of every day. Maybe this is the big picture ideas for your story. You can put it in a box labeled control or a box labeled every fucking thing else. Because you get to make a choice all the time about where you put your time and focus to create stuff. It can be a matter of focusing on one box, the box of focus. We can put our time and our effort into the things we can focus on and control. And we can choose to fill that box of stuff we can't control and see how our day goes, comparing the two piles. Because everything you create has risk. You don't know if somebody's going to like your stuff. You don't know if somebody's going to buy your book. You don't know if somebody's going to say a nice thing to you. You don't know if you're going to get 5 stars on a website. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You could reheat rice and get food poisoning. Who knows? There's a risk around every corner. There's a risk in every action. There's a risk in all creation. And if we stop and just focus on all the things that are out of our control, all the bad ways things could go, all the problems that could happen next, all the things that could not go our way, how shitty our life could be, how shitty our life is because of XYZ reason, you'll drive yourself fucking crazy. You just will. There's no other way to say it. You'll put yourself around the bend because there are so many things outside your control that it can be easily overwhelming on any creative level. But there's this other box, control, the things you can control. Now, it often seems that if we're just talking quantity, the number of things we can put in boxes, that the pile for the box of everything else is going to be huge and infinite. And that's true. If we were just counting, like, I have 6 things for this box, but I have 100 million things for that box, yep, that box gets more stuff in it. But that doesn't make it better. That doesn't make it the right choice. What matters is the box labeled control. What matters is the stuff that you focus on. And I'm not saying exclude the other factors. I'm not saying don't take 2 minutes and think about, you know, algorithms and the big picture and sales and the possibility of engaging with other people. I'm saying in those moments where you panic, in those moments where things feel spacey and weird and, oh my God, you can't breathe and what am I going to do and what about this and what about that and how do I get this done and, oh, what about this step and I should worry about this, all those things. When you get like that and it seems like you're running and running and running and your legs are moving but you're not moving forward, in those moments, you got to think of those two boxes. You can focus on the stuff you can control, the stuff you are doing, the stuff you are making, or you can focus on the stuff you can't control. All those other things on the other side. This is important because you need to learn how to choose to focus on what you control. You're worried about writing. You're worried about the next step. What about theme? What about character? What about plot? How do I handle a 5th draft? What do I do with an agent? How do I write a query letter? How do I market? Meanwhile, you haven't finished your 1st draft. Meanwhile, you haven't gotten past page 5. Meanwhile, you haven't written in 4 months. Where are you putting your attention? Into which box are you putting your units off your to-do list, your moments of focus? Where are you putting your choices? You got to fill the box you can control. You can't guarantee you're going to get 5 stars. You can't guarantee that someone's going to check out your podcast. You can't guarantee that you're going to get an agent on the first try. You can't guarantee any of those things. You can't control any of those things. But you can control some part of this process. You can put words on the page. You can put a lot of words on the page. You can put one word on the page. You can do your best to learn how to make a good thumbnail for your YouTube video. You can sit down and read about how to do book marketing. You can build a website. You can pay someone to help you do a thing. You can ask questions. You have tremendous control here over a lot of different stuff. So why is it that we don't focus on that? Why in all these moments of panic and excitement and, oh my God, what about this and what about that and what about that, do we forget it? Do we just throw our own ability out the window? And I think it's because we get stuck on that quantity. It looks like there's more things on that side and fewer things on my side, so it must be bad. It's not, because our side has all our skills, all our potential, all our everything is here, because we can control what we write. We can control how we market. We can control every step of the way to a degree. Because we know we did a good job. We know that if we write a really solid chapter, someone will like our book. We know that if we write some really great marketing, someone will care and someone will go buy the book. You don't know who, you don't know when, you don't know where, but the part you can control is the most critical part. Because if you don't write that chapter, if you don't write that marketing, if you don't make that thumbnail, if you don't record that podcast episode, if you don't, you know, write after the, you know, the 4 months you've just sort of stared at the screen, it's not going to get done. And all those other worries, all those other tasks, just plain old won't matter. Which box are you filling with your time and attention and focus? It's okay to panic. It's okay to be scared. But you got two boxes. Stuff you can control, stuff you can't. How long have you been filling that can't control box? Maybe it's time to fill the other. Give that some thought. I'll talk to you tomorrow.